Thanks for listening to the Last Days podcast with Dr. Todd and Katie Holmes. To stay connected, please check out the River of Tri-Cities Church on YouTube, Instagram, Facebook, or online at riveroftricities.com. The Last Days podcast can be found on Apple Podcasts, Google Podcasts, and Spotify. Now, here's Dr. Todd and Katie Holmes.
For we must take some of them to serve the Lord our God, and even we don't know what we must serve the Lord until we arrive there. We've got it. We're going to have everything prepared. No matter what it is God asks for, we will have it with us. We will leave nothing there. We bring everything prepared. If God says, we will give all. You're not going to hold on to anything, Pharaoh. You can sacrifice to God, but leave your cattle. What are you going to sacrifice? Your kids then? Oh, that would be okay for the Egyptians. Because they were into that stuff. Not Israel. Israel was never into human sacrifice. Go back to a message a few months ago where I dealt with a situation there that many people misunderstand in the Old Testament. But Israel was never into any type of sacrifice except what God allowed. Satan wants to keep in charge of our possessions. That really bothers him when you begin to give of what belongs to you. We begin to worship him with what you have. And that's what the enemy wanted to make a deal. Don't do that. Don't take your possessions with you. Don't sacrifice to God with your substance. You're giving too much then. That is the devil. When you hear that, that is the voice of the devil talking to you. When you hear that, that's too much to give. Oh, devil, shut up or I'm going to do it all. Shut up or I'm just going to empty everything out. Your seed, it may leave your hand, but it'll never leave your life. That you sow, it may leave your hand, but it'll never leave your life. You reap the benefits of it when you sow in faith. The tenth plague then came because Pharaoh wouldn't make a deal with the enemy. I mean, he wouldn't make a deal with the people of God. So he kept them. So then came the next plague, which was the death of the firstborn. The only thing that kept Israel at that time was because God said, this is how we're going to do this here. I'm going to give a command. And you're going to have a meal. And your meal is going to be lamb and salad and some bread. Making people hungry now. Roasted lamb, bitters, herbs, salad, and bread, unleavened bread. And he said, as you sacrifice the lamb, I want you to take of the blood, and I want you to put it over the doorposts on the sides. And as the angel comes by, if the blood of the lamb is covering, he'll pass by you. I want to tell you something. Not only were they fixing to go out and to worship God, and to sacrifice to the Lord. But you realize when you get millions of people together, you might have a few people that are not feeling really great. But as they ate that meal, as God had instructed, God quickened every single person's body. Because the word says, and they not only did that, but the command from the Lord was, go and I want you to ask the Egyptians that you've been working for, that you've been slaving for, I want you to ask them for all of their gold and all of their jewelry. It was blatant. It was blatant. It wasn't like, hey, can you slide me $5? No. It was like, hey, you've got gold, you've got jewelry. Could you give that to me? I'm going to go worship God. Oh, absolutely. The world turned over their possessions. I want to tell you, as it was then, again, at the end, of time, this is what the world, that's what the Word of God promises, that the riches of the world are laid up for the just. Right? As we head out of town. Hallelujah. Amen. So that our offerings at the very end, what we give to God will be absolutely amazing. It says in Exodus 12, 35 and 36, now the children of Israel had done according to the word of Moses, and they asked from the Egyptian articles of silver, of gold, and clothing. And the Lord had given the people favor in the sight of the Egyptians, so that they granted them whatever they requested. Thus they plundered the Egyptians. And Psalm 105 says in verse 37, he brought Israel forth also with silver and gold, and there was not one feeble person among their tribes. And so as they obeyed God, and on their exodus, as they exited, they were strong, they were wealthy, and they were prepared to worship God in their way. In their way. You say, well, how were they able to give like they gave? They gave like they gave because they gave from the Egyptians' wealth. Because they were willing to give God anything. God says, you're willing to give me anything? I'll give you everything I've got. I'll give you everything the world has. If you won't hold back from me, there's nothing I can't get you. I can put anything in your hands if it can leave your life and it can get into my kingdom. God has a plan. God's plan, I hate to break it to you if you're religious minded, but God's plan is not for you to be poor and to suffer and to have sickness and just barely making it by. That is not the plan of God. It does not go with anything whatsoever in the entire 66 books of the Bible. God's plan is always to bless his people. The people of God should be the most blessed people on the face of the earth. They should be people who are sold out. People who, Lord, I am dedicated to you. Whatever you desire of my life, whatever you desire of what I have, Father God, all that I am, I worship you with. Thou shalt worship the Lord your God with all your heart, all your mind, all your strength, everything. Throw it all in. Everything that I am, God, is going to go into worshiping you. You might say, oh, all your strength, all your mind, all your heart, those things, people can do that. No, 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 no. What makes you strong? What makes you strong? I'm not talking about physical strength. How has God blessed your life? How has God blessed your life? In those ways that God has strengthened you. People look at you and go like, wow, this is how God's blessed you. He's blessed you in this way. He's blessed you in that way. God says, worship me in those things. And God will increase and God will bless you. But listen to me. Don't make a deal with the devil. Don't make a deal with him. He wants to control you. He wants to control your movements. He wants to control your family. He wants to control your possessions. But you just be determined. No, no. Isn't going to work that way. I'm not going to make a deal with the devil. Even if the enemy says, well, you won't make a deal with me, you'll have nothing. You'll get nothing. Oh, be so bold as to say, you don't give me anything anyway. Don't you think for a moment that anything that you have that the enemy has provided. Nothing at all. Every good and perfect gift comes down from our Father which is in heaven. Every good thing that you have, everything has come from God. And so, Lord, with everything, I worship you. I don't hold back anything that I am or anything that I have. Lord, I'll worship you with my whole heart, all of my strength, everything, Lord. I'm going to worship you. I'm all in, God. I'm all in. I ask you today, are you all in your worship to him? Are you sold out? Or have you allowed the enemy to make deals with you so that you think, well, things will go a little smoother probably for me if I kind of see things the way he does. I make a deal with the enemy. No. I want you to bow your heads with me today, would you please? As we close this morning service, the enemy doesn't want to see you blessed. He doesn't want to see you prospering. He doesn't want to see the plan of God in your life going forward. All he desires is to keep you motionless, waiting for him to give you the approval to do something. Who here, you've been waiting for the devil to relinquish his control instead of you taking authority in the situation? Even as God spoke to Moses, he says, I'll make you as a god before Pharaoh, and Aaron will be your prophet. I want to tell you this. The world will look to you as you boldly, by faith, stand on the word of God. They will look at you as in some astonishing way and say, how can you stand against all that's going on in the world? You must bow. But I want to tell you, we don't bow. I'm not going to worship at any altar of the enemy. I'm going to give God what he asks for. I'm going to honor him with all of my heart, all of my life. I give him everything. I give you all. I give you everything. I give you all. I give you everything, Lord. Today, if you're here, and you would say, Pastor Todd, I cannot honestly say from my heart that I am 100% sold out to God at this moment, but I certainly want to. I want to give my entire life to Jesus. I want him to be in control of my life. I want the blessing of the Lord upon me. I'm tired of the enemy stealing from me. I'm tired of him trying to control me and manipulate me and get me to work in his system. I need to be free. I need to be free from the plan of the enemy. If you're here and that's you today, I want to tell you this, God has a plan, but you have to accept him to get his plan. Will you give everything to Jesus? Will you give your whole heart, your whole life to him right now? Would you please, if that's you here today, would you please just lift your hand and say, please pray for me. Please pray for me. That's me. I need God to do a work inside of my heart, inside of my life right now. Maybe you say, you know, I come to church, but I still am involved in sin. There's still sin going on in my life. I do things that I know God is not pleased with. Not now. There's not the time for that, okay, guys? It's not the time for that. Honor God. This is a holy place. Eyes are bowed. Heads are closed. And you're focusing on the things of God. This is His place. This is not your circus. We honor God in this place. If you're here today and you say, I need God to change some things in my life, in my heart, as you too might need that right today. Or someone over here. Or someone over on this side. If that's you, it's not a funny thing. When I deal with things, it's not funny. There's no humor in it whatsoever. This is a holy place. We're dealing with the lives of people who, without God's intervention, you'll be held in snare. And you'll live hell on this earth. The biggest problem in the body of Christ is there's no fear of God. That's why people go through hell in their lives, because they don't fear the Lord. Please just wait. If I'm giving an altar call, nobody going in, nobody going out. Lives are on the line here today. There's too much frivolity here. You say, well, Pastor Todd, people will get offended. The only one you're going to get offended with is the presence of God and His holiness and His goodness. God loves people. And He desires for you to experience everything that He has. Everything that He has. He desires for you to experience His goodness, His blessing. And there's people here today. There's decisions that are being made today. Decisions. And they're very important decisions. Life or death. Heaven or hell. And the presence of the Lord is here. That's why I don't want distractions, because it's not me. It's that it distracts other people around you who are trying to make a decision, and God will use you to keep someone else from hearing His voice, from distracting them from hearing the voice of God speaking to their heart. This could be someone's last opportunity to turn things around. Who here you'd say, Pastor Todd, please pray for me. I need everything that God has for my life. I see that hand. I see that hand right there. Anyone else today, you say, that's me. I see that hand over there, my friend. Thank you. Right now. Anyone else, you'd say, please pray for me. I see that hand. Yes, I do. Thank you. Play the song, This is Holy Ground. We're standing on holy ground. This is holy ground. We're standing. standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. Say it again. This is holy. We're singing this again. If you raised your hand, I want you to come down to the front. On holy ground. Giving everything to the Lord. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. You should be up here. Just make your way up right now. This is holy ground. We're standing on holy ground. For the Lord is here, and where he is holy. We are standing. We are standing on holy ground. There's still ones that you should be up here. And I know that there are angels all around. Let us praise. Let us. Still dealing with some more hearts. You have another minute. You come down here, God will turn things around for you in your heart and in your life. You'll surrender your whole heart to Him. Stop living for the devil. Stop being controlled by him. Stop allowing him to steal from you, to manipulate you, to destroy you. Stand against him and say, Lord, I give you everything. Work in my life. Work through me. Do a work inside of me. Change me. Anyone else today? I want those of you that came up here, I want you to pray this prayer with me. From your mouth, mean it with your heart. Say, Lord Jesus, I give you everything. I give you all of me. Come fully into my life and into my heart. Wash me, cleanse me, change me, forgive me, make me new. I confess that Jesus Christ is my Lord and my Savior. I give you all of me. Thank you, Lord, for changing me, for washing me right now. I am never going to be the same again in the name of Jesus. The enemy has no control in my life. From this day on, in Jesus' name, amen. Thank you, Jesus. And as you prayed that, everything was broken off of you in the name of Jesus. Everything is broken off of you. I don't care what kind of deal you might have made before this. I want to tell you, I just canceled that contract in Jesus' name by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's canceled in the name of Jesus. You say, I made a wrong decision earlier here, and this is what's going on right now in the name of Jesus. Lord, I thank you, you're redeeming them from the snare of the enemy in the name of Jesus. Redeemed in the name of Jesus. Redeemed now in the name of Jesus. Redeemed by the blood of the Lamb. In the name of Jesus. Now I want to tell you this. If you have hell at home, it's because you're not allowing the free flow of the presence of God in your house. If you have hell at home, and there are ones that are here today, I tell you by the Spirit of God, I know you're going through hell. And that's because you haven't given God free course to move and to run. There's something that he still has of you that he's still working in. And until you give him all, everything, you will continue to experience hell. Well, I'm a believer. I'm going to go to heaven when you die. Well, you might die today. And I'm glad you get to go to heaven. But until you surrender everything, I want to tell you, the enemy's plan is to mess you up. Not just you, but mess your family up, mess your home up, mess your business up. The enemy comes to steal, to kill, and destroy. There can be all kinds of confusion going on. Confusion doesn't come from God. Confusion and strife comes from the enemy. If you see that going on, understand the enemy is at work in your home. And not only that, there's every evil work present because you have opened Pandora's box. You better learn how to shut the door. Keep out the devil. No deals with the devil. Devil, I kick you out. You're having issues? Make things right in your heart with God, first of all. When they cleansed the temple, the priests had to reconsecrate themselves. They had to take everything that had been made detestable, had to take it out, had to be purified. If you've had the enemy working in your home, I want to tell you, do this. First, cleanse yourself, and then go in and anoint your home. Anoint the walls, anoint the doorposts. Amen. Go in. Take authority. Kick the devil out. Kick the devil out. And kick anything, any attitude, any behavior, anything that's not of God, kick it out of your house. Any idol, get it out of your house. Anything that controls people, anything that is impure, get it out of your house and serve God with a whole heart. Serve him with a whole heart. Serve him in purity. Serve him in joy. Until you're willing to be bold in the Holy Ghost, you will have hell. Because you've made a deal with the devil. In the things that you keep close to you. Come walk through our house. You're not going to find all the crap that the devil has. No. Give no place to the devil. No place. Not one room. Not one room. Well, that belongs to my kids. Are they living under your house? Are they your boss? Are you that wimpy? Come on, wimpy parents. Well, that's what they want. They want to smoke weed in their room. No, ain't going to do it in my house. Not going to have porn on your walls. Not going to have demonic posters on your walls. Ain't going to happen. I'll come rip them off. Amen. I'll shred them. Amen. I know. When I was young, my parents walk into my, oh, you had it. Where's my brother? Okay. They clean house, wouldn't they? Where'd you get that album? Whack! Busting them right away. Why? It's influence. It's influence. You have to make a decision. You know, what's it going to influence? You say, Pastor Todd, you're going to run people out of the church. Well, there'll be more chairs for people that want to come in. Hallelujah. Amen. I'm for purity in people's hearts and in people's lives. Can't tell you how much we deal with every single week trying to help people who won't get out of sin. I'm talking about Christians. I'm talking about people in our church here. How can I keep helping you when you keep staying in the crap? Well, let's call him and let's pray for him. It won't work because you serve the devil in this purpose. You're connected to the world. You're connected to its ways. And you will not live pure before God. You want what he's got for you. You want his blessings. We give our lives and we give all the time. Nothing we won't do. A shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. But when you keep seeing the stupid sheep keep jumping in the same garbage hole, you say, you know, something's not working with you. We got to stick you in the pen. Sheep aren't the most bright animals. It's not a compliment that we were called sheep. We're talking about this in the office with Jeremy and Autumn the other day. And we're here. We're here to change culture in this area. Amen. And I know most of the, you won't hear too many preachers around, probably no preacher in this area that will preach like this. This blunt. Because of a culture that has been infiltrated by the world. Even in the church, it's deep in the church. And you got people in the church that sings the world songs. God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy. Isn't that right, Autumn? She just told me about that song. I didn't even know it existed. Because we were talking about the culture that's invaded the church. Culture of the world. And that's it. That's basically the church culture around here. God is great. Beer is good. People are crazy. Church people are crazy. World's crazy. Church crazy. What's it really matter where you go then? They're all crazy. We'll just go to the bar. Go grab another six pack. No, because you play with the things of the world. And it's so a part of your life. Until you make a break from all of that junk. Stop being anesthetized by the world. Say, I will not have that in my life anymore. I'm going to live a life pure before God. I'm sold out for God. Sold out for his plan. I'm sold out for his purpose. Amen. And I don't preach something I don't live. I don't preach what I don't live. I will never do that. I've paid a price. I've paid a price. I've paid a price. And I know the blessing of the Lord. And the blessing of the Lord could be upon every single family here and upon every single person. If you'd sell out, you give him everything. Lord, I give you all of me. And the Holy Spirit sticks with you. And then he says, hey, don't do that. Don't go there. Don't get involved in that. He'll save you so much. He'll help you. Remember, the Holy Spirit is your helper. 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 He's your helper. Live life before Him. Live life in a big way. Live life in a big way. Some people mean to me, they need to make some deals with God today. Maybe when you go home, you need to get on your face before God. You say, Lord, I need your blessing in my life. I need your blessing in my home. I have to have some changes. I'm willing, Lord, to do whatever it takes. I'll do the tough thing to experience your presence, to experience your blessing in my life. I'll do the tough thing. I'll walk away from the world. I'll walk away from all of the stuff that it tries to hold on to me with. I know the presence of God is so strong here this morning, right now. And I know He's speaking to people. I don't even have to have a show of hands. Listen, harden not your hearts. Hear the voice of the Spirit of God, because He loves you. He loves you. And His plan for you will blow you away. It is so good. It is so gentle. It is so peaceable. It is so full of joy. Thank you, Jesus. Father, I ask that you bless everyone here in the name of Jesus. I thank you for the blessing of the Lord. Your word says it makes rich. You add no sorrow to it. And so I thank you and I praise you right now, Father, for your goodness. And I ask that you would touch your people. Do a work inside of them in a mighty way. And Lord, you be glorified and you be praised. In Jesus' wonderful name.
Hey, this is Dr. Todd Holmes, and I want to thank you for listening to this podcast, whether it was myself or my amazing wife, Katie, maybe the two of us together. If you want to be more than just an occasional listener and desire to really stand with us as we take the message of the gospel of Jesus Christ to this generation, go to riveroftricities.com. That's riveroftricities.com, and click on Donate to be a part of the Last Days Army of monthly partners that we're taking ground with. If you'd like to do that, I would like to send you a special gift for partnering with us. So until next time, thank you so much for listening. God bless you.